Welcome to the What's Awesome Podcast for all your anime needs. We do lists, guides, reviews, and anime-related topics. From time to time, we'll even bring on a guest or two. Kick up your feet and relax. And here's your host, Batman Live 2002.
Gosh dang, blood soundtrack.
ポッドキャストをお聞きいただきありがとうございます。楽しんでいきましょう。Thank you for listening to the What's Awesome Podcast. Let's have some fun.
Yo, this is Batman Live 2002, and today I'm bringing back another soundtrack breakdown for you. And today I will be looking at the Blood Plus soundtrack. And let me make one thing very clear, because I don't think I really made this apparent when I first started these soundtrack breakdowns, is I'm looking at orchestral pieces. It's not so much like the opening, of course, it wasn't exactly orchestral, was it? But that was the opening for season one. I'm not sure how many seasons Blood Plus has, but it's the opening for Blood Plus, the first opening. And you know, I was talking to one of my fellow podcasting buddies, getting feedback on these soundtrack breakdowns, and he kind of mentioned that. He's like, yeah, man, you only have a certain type of music. And I was like, I never really made it apparent or clear, I should say, that what I'm looking at is orchestral pieces with, like, flutes, clarinets, trombones, trumpets, you know, brass, winds, all that, the entire spectrum of instruments you will find in an orchestra. So just throwing that out there. Just, you know, so those are the pieces you'll be hearing, because those are the pieces I enjoy. I used to play in an orchestra. I used to play in a symphonic band. So it's the kind of music that I'm familiar with and I enjoy listening to and analyzing, and I'm no professional or anything. You know, I'm sure there's other professional musicians out there like, oh yeah, well, he didn't do a good job breaking that down. Who cares? These are my thoughts. Screw you. No, don't want to be mean. But anyway, so yeah, man, Blood Plus soundtrack. What a fantastic anime. One of the reasons why this anime is so good is because of the soundtrack. And I feel like this soundtrack really doesn't get as much love as it deserves, because the anime is about the characters and the story that people really love. You know, the aspects about this anime that people love. But really, the soundtrack is really, really quite good. So I'm going to be breaking that down. And man, ooh, there's some pieces that are just get me all excited when I think about it. But so yeah, guys, we're gonna jump right in to. I have about five pieces. Let me confirm that here. I have four pieces I want to break down, but one of them has been broken down for the intro part, and then I'm going to break it down to, and then I'm going to talk about the ending. So we're going to listen to two segments of the same piece, but then so technically we'll be listening to five separate segments, even though technically it's four songs in total. But anyway, let's jump into the first one. Thank you. course I'm going to start this thing with a flute theme. Of course, I'm a flute player. I have to. If I hear a flute theme, it's got to make its way into my podcast. I'm biased like that. But anyway, that theme is called Sia's Joy. Now, obviously, this is a very peaceful, this is more like a very laid back type of theme where nothing dramatic is happening, right? Saya's not fighting for her life. Haji's not swinging around with his freaking cello, bashing in the head of monsters or anything else that's trying to come and kill him or anything like that. This is just this is the type of theme that's played when things are very peaceful, very serene, very laid back. You can close your eyes, and when you think about it, you can really just imagine a field, like just full of flowers, right? Saya has her head just laid back on her arms, eyes closed, a small smile, kind of a little grin, creasing the edges of her mouth, and she's just completely at peace, because this is the type of girl. If you watch Blood Plus, you know that Saya becomes this really stoic, very cold-blooded person by the second half of the series, but the first half of the series, she's just innocent schoolgirl who's kind of thrown into this world where, you know, she's suddenly she realizes she's the queen of a race of super beings that are trying to kill everybody, and she's the only person who can stop it. And in fact, she had to go and murder her twin sister to do it. So that's a lot of stuff to dump on a young girl's head. So there are times where she just needs to just be herself. Really, her true self is the cold-blooded killer, technically she was in a coma, she wakes up and she has a whole new life and all that. But anyway, not to get too much into the anime, but being herself for the sake of this anime, she's technically a Japanese schoolgirl, innocent Japanese schoolgirl thrust into this, you know, whirlwind of chaotic situations and whatnot. And this scene is just when she has downtime from all the just crazy crap, you know? So the intro, you know, very peaceful, is like you're just prancing through a field, laying back, enjoying things and whatnot. Then the flute comes in, of course. Love the flute. It's just such a peaceful instrument, isn't it? It just really just sets the scene just for serenity and those kind of things like that. And like in the background, you hear the chimes keeping pace. And I invite you guys to just go back after listening to my breakdown, go back and listen again. You know, with these things in mind, you know, the chimes are there in the background, just keeping pace. Chimes are the kind of instrument that, you know, reminds me of the wind. You go and like you have wind chimes, right? And they can be wooden. They can be made of some sort of metal or whatever. So that's really why I'm getting some of the imagery of like the field. Like she's laying back in the field with the chimes going, so there's wind blowing overhead, just a soft, gentle breeze. And this theme is innocence personified. That's what I'm going to say. It's called Saya's Joy for a reason. And during these downtimes where she's not having to fight for her life, you know, and she's happy and she's with friends, and before things really just go south for her and, you know, things get really messed up in the anime, you know, we have this theme and we have her really just enjoying life. And that really is the primary reason why I chose this particular theme, not just because of the flute. Flute's nice and all, but this is a multi-layered theme, and I really, really enjoyed it. But anyway, let's move on to the next theme. Thank you. Well, that was a bit on the ominous side, wasn't it? That piece was called The Vampire's Threat. And obviously, there is a huge threat anytime you hear this theme explode onto the screen. Oh my gosh. It's not just ominous. It's very dramatic, right? Like, just imagine the scene where D.Va, who is the antagonist of the show, is surrounded by her chevalier, who are her bodyguards, eternal bodyguards, and they're like, D.Va, we know where Saya is, and we are ready to attack.
No, don't attack yet. Wait for her to come to me.
You know, that kind of plotting, you know, like they're plotting, rubbing their hands together nefariously. They're in that alleyway somewhere. There were no alleyways. But anyway, you know, this is the kind of just very dramatic, very, very ominous music. And that's why the name is very fitting. It's called The Vampire's Threat. In the beginning of this piece, we have an instrument like the tin penny where... you know, we get someone of a role, right? We're rolled into it, and then boom, we explode into the main theme, which is very dramatic and sinister. And automatically, you know, when this is playing, something's about to go down, or someone's plotting something, or something along that nature. It's not good when you hear this theme, is what I'm trying to say. You know it's about to go down. And something I noted about this theme is, you know, it's obviously for the bad guys, but it doesn't have to be just when the bad guys are plotting in the back alleyway somewhere. It could just be a very shocking revelation. Saya, it turns out that you are not the mother, you know. Anyway, it's something very shocking. Like, it doesn't have to involve the bad guys. It could just be some very shocking news that's like, holy crap, D.Va's still alive. You know, something like that. A very shocking revelation that just really just turns everybody, just everyone goes crazy over and all that kind of stuff. And what I like about this piece is if you listen closely, you can hear a snare drum in the background. It's like a drum roll. It's almost like a march, almost. And it's like... it adds really to the whole dramatic nature of the piece. You know, like you go, I can't make the noise. But anyway, just go back and listen to it. The snare drum in the background really adds more, a more dramatic flair to the whole thing. Just go back. Because sometimes when you listen to something for the first time, you don't really hear all the parts, all the moving parts. An orchestra has many, 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 many moving parts. And sometimes some of these things go right over your head. It used to happen to me all the time. Then I went to school for music and then I started learning to listen. I had to train, it's called ear training. And, you know, I had to train my ear and you just start hearing all kinds of stuff like that. So it's really cool. Go back and listen for that. And really it gets super ultra dramatic right when I cut it off. I didn't want to run it for too long. I know I'm running these a little bit longer than I normally do. But anyway... you know, it gets super dramatic at the end. You even hear a choir right at the end. It's like it gets really, really dramatic. And everyone knows that when you throw a choir into a mix, a howling choir, then, man, it's going to get super epic. Another soundtrack breakdown I'm going to do is Visions of Escaflowne. And that has so many epic choir themes in it. And that one I'm really excited about doing. But anyway, yeah, this is the theme for the bad guys. Or for when there's plotting or something very dramatic or shocking. A shocking development. But anyway, let's jump to the next theme. Thank you. What a very fitting theme for our hero, Saya. This piece is called Saya's Courage. And man, this is more, in my opinion, this is more a piece of contemplation. Because, as I've said before, Saya, she is technically the Saya that we know in this, you know, in this anime. She's technically an innocent girl thrown into a crazy, chaotic situation. She really has to reach down deep to find her courage. And in the beginning, we have the orchestra comes in very subtly. Very subtle it comes in. And in my mind, I'm thinking, what's Saya thinking right now? When this theme comes on, what is Saya thinking? She's in deep contemplation. She really has to, you know, she has to really cross some lines to get the job done, to defeat her enemies and all that. And sometimes she really had to sit down and contemplate what she's doing and how she's going to handle the situation. And then we have the flute comes in. And that reminds us that Saya is still this innocent girl who is wrestling with these, you know, very difficult decisions she has to make in situations, having to cope with things. People are dying around her and all that. She has to cope with a lot of these things, and it's all being just thrust on her. She didn't want this crap, but this is just stuff that's all being thrust on her. And, you know, we really get that when the flute comes in, but then the clarinet comes in and further emphasizes that same point. And now we understand that she really has to reach down deep and find her courage, because it's scary. It's not, you know, Saya isn't some fearless warrior. She becomes a fearless warrior on the second half. Excuse me. But in the first half, you know, she's just a scared girl. And she really just has to learn how to cope with all of these crazy things that are going on. And I added a bit more. I made this one a bit longer because I wanted to add in another portion of this I wanted to talk about. So the clarinet fades out, then followed by the orchestra. That fades out. And suddenly the music becomes very drawn out, dramatic, and maybe even a little bit sinister. Maybe. And that's when either the oboe or the English horn, I'm not sure which instrument they're cousins of each other, comes in. And you know that Saya is extremely conflicted. And I feel like this is just such a fitting piece for her character. You know, she has some fantastico character development. And she is not just always just gung-ho, oh, let's do this, you know, like, I'm always certain. Like, she's a very uncertain character in the first half of this anime. And, like, this theme right here, it just really shows. It's called, like I said, it's called Saya's Courage. She has to really reach down super deep to find that courage. And it's like the little engine that could. That's little cheesy, but that's really what that reminds me of. Anyway, I'm going to jump to, technically, this is the last theme, but I'm going to chop it up into two different portions of that theme to talk about those. All right, let's jump into it. This theme is simply called Diva, which is the theme of Diva, the antagonist of the show, and it is easily the most iconic theme in this anime. It's, you hear it so many times, and it's actually in the anime itself. It's not just something that just plays in the background. It's the character Diva is actually singing it. Like, she starts singing it. Like, she opens her mouth and the words come out. Well, not really words. But anyway, like I said, this is one of the most iconic themes in this anime. And what I love about it is it's operatic. You know, I don't really look at opera on this podcast in terms of these soundtrack breakdowns, because you don't really have many soundtracks with opera in it. At least that I'm aware of. I'm sure there are plenty out there. They're just not very common. So that's one of the things that I love about this theme. But, you know, we start, once again, I don't know if it's the English horn or oboe, but we start with one of those two instruments. Comes in very slow, very mournful. And in the background is accompanied by the orchestra, you know. But the oboe is not overpowered at all by the other instruments. It is the primary force. This is a driving force. And it gets us, it powers us forward until it fades out. Orchestra fades out. And suddenly we're serenaded with Diva's very beautiful and angelic voice. And suddenly the orchestra comes back in and they sit underneath her voice. It's like wind, and it's like lifting her up. There's a phenomenon. Birds fly on something called thermals. When they're like flying up high, instead of like wasting energy flapping all the time, they'll just spread their wings, and these thermals will come up and push up underneath them in the birds. I don't know. I guess every bird would do it. I don't know. But eagles, for sure. Eagles, hawks, you know, those birds of prey. The birds that fly extremely high, they conserve energy by just riding these thermals. They're just basically being pushed along. And that's what the orchestra does with when Diva comes in. Her voice is really just being lifted up by the rest of the orchestra. It's not overpowering. She has become the main driving force of the theme at this point. And she's just being lifted along by the rest of the orchestra. They're just sitting underneath her, and she's just riding along like an eagle or a hawk riding thermals. And she has a very angelic voice, and like, oh yes, it's very peaceful. What are we to think of this girl with the beautiful voice, especially when we're first confronted or presented with Diva? What are we to think with this girl? And the thing about this piece, the way I interpret it anyway, is that it is very misleading. At least the first part of it is, because we know that Diva is a bloodthirsty vampire queen who is a murderer. You would not really get that impression by the opening, you know, the intro of this piece. Now, with you would think she was perhaps an innocent, angelic type character, but no, she really isn't. But we do get the rest of the piece. We do get the rest of it, which we're going to listen to now. And we start to understand her true nature. So let's take a listen. Thank you. Well, that escalated quickly, didn't it? Oh, man. So I skipped ahead to the last part. I cut a huge portion out of this. And what I'll do is on the outro, you know, on the outro of the podcast, I'll just play the whole thing. It's like a 4 or 5 minute piece. You can listen to the whole thing. I invite you to listen to the whole thing. You don't have to. But of course, I invite you to listen to it because this is the main theme of this anime. And man, is so good. And as you can see, or as you've heard, it gets really, really dramatic. And you can even say it gets epic. That's a good characterization of it. It gets really epic. The orchestra is suddenly, in the beginning, is very slow, very, I don't want to say plodding, but you know, it's kind of creeping forward. And then now we're at a point where the orchestra is almost taking on a train-like quality, right? It's just rushing forward. You don't know where it's going. It's like it's rushing forward into an uncertain future. It's just going chugga, 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 chugga. And you know, and it's speeding up too, and it's getting more dramatic and more epic, you know, as it pushes forward. And now D.Va's tone has completely changed. Her delivery is so powerful, and she's extremely confident now, huh? And maybe I'm reading into this a bit too much, I don't know, but maybe this is a glimpse into her character. Unlike Saya is very uncertain. She has to reach real deep to find her courage. She has to acclimate to this new life, in opposite of that is D.Va, who's extremely confident. She knows exactly what she wants, and she does anything that she wants. She'll do anything to get what she wants. She'll do anything. She'll kill anybody. She'll commit any crime to achieve her goals. And perhaps that's characterized by her now very powerful delivery, you know, the ending of this piece. And man, that last note, that extremely high, you know, that note she holds out at the end, and then the orchestra kind of just all ends in this really epic way. That was a very epic way to end this piece. And I honestly feel like this is a direct characterization of D.Va. You know, it's like, it's very, she, because the beginning is very misleading. You would think like, oh, very angelic voice. You know, she's probably the type of character that we will all come to know and love and then blah, blah, blah. No, she is literally a bloodthirsty monster in disguise. And that comes out at the end. She has revealed her true nature. And she really lets you know it with that last epic note. And then the orchestra is like, dun! You know, like it ends in a very dramatic flourish. And you know that this is the true nature of D.Va. Oh, man. And this is the type of theme, like, in terms of imagery, I think of like Anakin and Obi-Wan, you know, that last epic fight where Obi-Wan is like, sets Anakin, where Anakin gets set on fire by the end of it, turns into Darth Vader. I can see Anakin and Obi-Wan dueling to this. It's like, dun, 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 dun. You know, like, I can see this being the type of theme where a very dramatic fight is happening. And I don't recall if D.Va and Saya fight or duel to this theme. But still, it's just, it reminds me of that kind of theme where it's just very dramatic and something very epic. It's like a last stand type of thing. But anyway, that's just a little side note there. But man, this theme has a finality to it. When it's done, it is done. And you know it's done. That last flourish and that last high note tells you that whatever was happening, it's done, it's finished. And that is a beautiful thing. But anyway, guys, this is Batman Live 2002. I really hope you enjoyed this soundtrack breakdown. This is a fantastic soundtrack. Please, please, there's so many themes, so little time. And I just picked the ones that resonated most with me. But there are just so many really good themes that is just, you know, it's just, you shouldn't just watch anime for the animation, for the fights or whatever, for anime is just so multifaceted. And one of the reasons why I enjoy anime more than manga, nothing wrong with manga, but I enjoy the production of it all. I enjoy the music and the animation. And, you know, you really can't get all that in the manga. And of course the manga has its own strengths as well, but that's the primary reason why I prefer anime over manga. You don't get to listen. You don't really get the flourish of, you know, certain animation choices. You know, you don't imagine a certain dramatic fight like Sasuke versus Naruto, the last battle, just really wouldn't have been quite as epic. It wasn't as epic in the manga as it was in the anime itself. And there are times where the soundtrack, you know, really catapults these types of themes into the next dimension. And then there are times where in that fight, they pull the soundtrack completely. They pull it completely. And that really just, it's that is a trick that people use all the time. You watch Game of Thrones, there are the most dramatic scenes. They'll just end on they pull the music, no talking, no noise or anything. And you just have to sit there and just listen. And it's just, man, I can just rant and rave about this type of stuff all day. Anyway, this is Batman Live 2002. I hope you enjoy the soundtrack breakdown. There are just so many soundtracks. I did mention I'll do the Vision of Escaflowne. So maybe I might do that one next. The Rurouni Kenshin soundtrack is on my radar. Man, that Naruto soundtrack, I talk so much about it, but I haven't done it yet. Excuse me. I haven't done it yet, so they're just too many. I'm even thinking, I don't really like the, excuse me, I got something in my throat, gosh. I don't really like the Bleach soundtrack, but I do like certain themes from it. The more Spanish themes, like when the Espada show up. Yeah, man. Gosh. Anyway, I apologize, I haven't done these in a while. And I've just been really busy. But anyway, I will definitely be coming back with more anime reviews, more funny, silly lists, and of course, anime soundtrack breakdowns. But anyway, this is Batman Live 2002. Do me a favor, people. Stay with Sawsome, people. Stay with Sawsome.
Follow us Sawsome on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. Until next time, Jana!
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.